Wow, what a day. Good evening, Grace Harbor. It's Dan, and I hope y'all are doing well. I'm honestly tired, but it's a good tired. You know, like when you're tired from doing something fun or being super helpful. I drove all over town today picking up 500 fresh-baked cookies for the tree lighting tomorrow. My car smelled amazing. And can I be honest with you? We might only be handing out 499 cookies tomorrow because I just had to sneak one. But I'm happy to report that I did not get a flat tire. And outside of the cookie pickup taking about 20 minutes longer than I planned, I got them all back to church, where another team of amazing volunteers was waiting to get them all on trays for the event. And because they were so organized, we can all sleep well tonight, knowing that we're ready to go. That is, if you can sleep the night before one of your favorite events of the year. I'm sure you've been so excited about something that you've had trouble getting to sleep, you know, like on, I don't know, Christmas Eve. But enough about my day. How was yours? Do you remember this morning when we time traveled in our imagination? Well, we've arrived at that moment for real. The day is ending. You might be finishing up dinner or it's bedtime. This morning, we picked out a word we hoped would describe our day today. Mine was organized. What was yours? Now, take a moment to think about your actual day. Was your word a good fit for today? If not, what word would you pick instead? Take a moment to share with your family, and as always, if you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. My hope is that no matter how your day ended up, the words you chose to carry with you into the day helped you stay focused. For example, maybe your word was fun, but the most fun thing you were looking forward to didn't happen. Instead of letting that bum you out, maybe your focus on fun helped you look for fun in other places. Or maybe that fun thing did happen, and it made it feel even more fun than normal because it was your focus today. Okay, before we say goodnight, let's close by thinking of one thing we're grateful for. You don't need to share it out loud, but think of something you want to say thank you to God for. It could be a person, a pet, a place, an experience you had today, or really anything. As you hold that thing you're grateful for in mind, let's pray together. If you want to, you can close your eyes or fold your hands. Or if you've got a little bit more energy to get out, I promise God still hears wiggly prayers. Dear God, we thank you for this day and for all of your blessings. As we spend the next couple of weeks getting ready for Christmas, prepare our hearts to celebrate it for what it truly is, a sign of your deep love for us. We pray that you would give us a good night's sleep tonight so that we can wake up tomorrow rested and refreshed and ready to be more like the people you made us to be. Amen. All right. Good night, Grace Harbor. I'll talk to you in the morning.